ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo!
It's Friday! Woo! Finally! We got there, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Was just had my colleague and friend Terry Barr on this past segment. You can find her every Friday at 3:30 for a little segment we call What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in the State of Wisconsin. She ended by celebrating Women's History Month with a couple of people who were very meaningful to her. A historic Wisconsin woman, as well as a woman who inspired her. Folks, if you have women in your life that you know have made a big impact on your community, especially those women who may not get the credit that they deserve, might not be the ones grabbing the headlines, please let us know who they are. Share your story about the amazing women that you know in your communities at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. I am working on a special program with my senior producer, Jamie, to celebrate Women's History Month. And we would love to include some of the powerful, impactful women, again, that don't get nearly enough of the credit that they deserve. So please share stories about the women that you know in your communities, maybe in your family, women that have helped impact your life in a positive way with Jamie and I. And we will be happy to share some of those stories on a special upcoming episode of The Maggie Dawn Show to celebrate Women's History Month. Again, you can send those stories in at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That email address again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Well, folks, I am pretty excited. We got more Brewers spring training coming up this weekend. That is certainly front of mind for me. We've got big Badger hockey games this weekend. Let's see. I want to share with you where you can find those games. This afternoon, Friday, March 7th, we've got Wisconsin playing Ohio State. That's a 5:30 p.m. start. You can find that game on Civic Media's very own WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And don't worry, if you don't live in the Wisconsin Rapids area, all you need to do is go download the Civic Media app, and you can click WFHR and listen to the Badgers hockey game off of the app. I know I have it. I take it everywhere I go, and often will use the app to ensure that I've got crystal clear Civic Media available to me, whatever I might be doing. And this Saturday, March 8th, we've got the Brewers at the Los Angeles Angels spring training. This is a 2 p.m. broadcast start. We've got it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WBZH in Hayward. This is our newest Civic Media Brewers affiliate. I think we've now have maybe six of them total. I'm so excited. I love watching the baseball. It is my way to relax in the spring. I know the warm weather is coming when I can see the baseball games on the television. Thank goodness. And if that wasn't enough sports coverage for you sports fans out there, on Saturday, we also have men's basketball. Wisconsin playing one of our arch nemesis, Penn State. That's an 11 a.m. broadcast start. WLAK in Amory's got it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. RJN in Racine and Kenosha and RCE in Richland Center. Wanted to end with a very short story about Penn State. I played at Penn State in the national championship rugby game that we won back when I was in college at Marquette. And I got to see Penn State rugby facilities. Now, keep in mind, we were selling brownies so that everyone on our squad could afford their plane tickets to get to the national championship. I was like Dorothy arriving in Oz when I got to Penn State and saw their rugby facilities. First of all, they had like a training room, beautiful locker rooms, specifically for their women's rugby team. They had a separate men's rugby locker room facility. I, again, thought I was in stinking Oz. It was so beautiful. And an actual rugby stadium turns out, as we were selling brownies to make plane ticket money to get to the national championship, Penn State was sitting on a rugby endowment for their program. Wow. Talk about being green with envy. That was certainly me, but we had made it there. And as a testament to facilities not equaling the quality of the program or outcomes, again, we were able to squeak out that national championship an embarrassing number of years ago. It was in 1997. Please do not age me on the air. I'll go ahead and do it. 48 years old. That was such a fun time. Beautiful facility at Penn State. But the best part about it was that the Penn State women's rugby team might have hosted us for a little gathering after our games that weekend in their, it was like a mansion of a house that these women lived in. And here's the funny part, folks. I'll share this little bit of the story with you as we head off into the weekend. There was a men's fraternity across the street, and they had a sorority date party. So very, very fancy, very nicely attired folks. Well, happy to report that the men at the fraternity party left said party to come hang out with all of the amazing rugby women from the Penn State women team and the Marquette women's team. We were a lot more fun. Many of us, I'd like to say, pretty good looking too, even in our rugby kits. We're going to leave it there, folks. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Dom Salvi is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, Spurs. Boots. To the flow now, ooh. Top, back, pulse. Shoot. Come take it to the flow now, ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on.